Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome into Friday, the 20th day of June, and apparently the start of summer. I'm told by one Susan Thomas earlier. I thought it was tomorrow. But actually, I guess it's technically 9 o'clock tonight or something like that. So it's almost tomorrow. But it's going to be the longest day of the year, and it's going to be hot.
Yeah.
Hotter than it was yesterday when I went golfing.
It's going to be hotter over the weekend.
That's true. That's true. This will be good pool time over the weekend. Maybe my wife will finally get in the water. She hates cold water. She wants it to be like bath water warm to get in. I'm like, what's the point? It's not refreshing if it's too warm. That can get old as well. Glad you're with us this morning. Kim St. Ange and Ethan continue to be on vacation. We got Scott J. Gow here in the chair of this morning. Appreciate his work this week. And Drew helping us out on the board, and Sue Thomas with your traffic. We're going to get you all taken care of. I have to tell you, gentlemen, I have searched the building during that last commercial break.
For an omelet?
Cannot find anybody making any omelets. I'm hung up on that. We talked to our business reporter, Nicole Murray, earlier. She is based up out of close to New Jersey. And she does business reports for us, and they do the Gordon Deal Show every morning, which is broadcast on a number of stations nationwide. And she informs us that they have a cafeteria where you can go get a made-to-order omelet in the mornings. And we got nothing. Like, I got some Jack's Links in the break from the little commissary out here. I went out and overpaid for some beef jerky during the commercial break. It was so disappointing. Can I just tell you that? But anyway, if you're listening, management, we could use some more food in that place coming up here. How about that? Just, you know, just any time you could help us out, that would be fantastic. We appreciate you. But anyway, I digress. Doesn't affect anybody who's listening except my stomach, and that's okay. But it's Friday. We're looking forward to everything. We've got Jim Carafano coming up with more on this ongoing debate over U.S. involvement in the war on Iran and trying to stop them from getting nuclear weapons. And we'll get to the Capitol beat. Congressman Bob Onder is going to join me at 7:35. He is, like me, overjoyed with this Supreme Court decision on the Tennessee law banning transgender interventions, if you would call them that, chemical castrations of underage, of children, of juveniles. And they had a ban on it in Tennessee like they do here in Missouri. And the Supreme Court said, that's fine. You have to sometimes step in and tell children, no, you're not Superman. You can't jump off a tall building. You're not ready to make that decision yet. So we'll talk to Bob about that coming up at 7:35. Right now, though, Drew, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Certainly, the entire world is on the president's side when it comes to the fact that Iran cannot obtain a nuclear weapon.
Thank you. Love that. Caroline Levitt, the world is on President Trump's side. Everybody seems to understand it. Have you noticed how quiet the other Arab states have been around the Middle East through all of this. They're all scared to death of the crazies in Iran.
Democracy is not self-executing. It requires people, judges and people in the Justice Department and people throughout the government who take an oath to uphold the Constitution. When that isn't happening, we start drifting.
Is he actually, I'm just trying to make sure, Obama has come out of one of his mansions to make this declaration. Is he suggesting that the U.S. can't operate unless you have 76 court injunctions against the man overwhelmingly voted in by the people to be the chief executive of the United States? Is that what he's suggesting?
Real congressional oversight to be done here. How could this possibly have happened? What was the role of the First Family? What was the role of the White House aides? I think it'd be great politics and great for the country, for Ron Johnson and the other Republicans on Capitol Hill talking about investigating, to invite Democrats to make it a bipartisan investigation.
Yep. Yeah. Mark Halperin there. Yeah, thank you, Mark. You can invite them, but you can't make them come. They had a hearing and no Democrats showed up for it. They don't want to talk about the fact that Joe Biden's brain at some point had already turned to mush.
In 1994, same room, Situation Room, mm-hmm. Bill Clinton was getting very, basically his security team, bombed North Korea. Carter, President Carter, having gone there, messed it up and messed up that opportunity, and now you have a nuclear North Korea.
Wow. Wow. I want you to listen to what you just heard there a minute ago. That is Rahm Emanuel, former Clinton staffer. I might have been chief of staff. I'm trying to remember. He played so many roles for Clinton. Went on to become mayor up in Chicago for a while. And you know, as bad as we thought Emanuel was as mayor, how bad is it now to go from what they had to basically a socialist in this Brandon Johnson? But the key here is listening to what Emanuel said. Wherever you are on the scope of not wanting endless wars, and never again, and how could Donald Trump even consider this, and blah, blah, blah. He's talking historical perspective here. Bill Clinton blew the opportunity, like we blew the opportunity to get Osama bin Laden. And I don't want to go too far down that rabbit hole with all the different things that the Clinton administration didn't do right. Monica Lewinsky included. No reason to go there. But they blew it on this. They could have gone into North Korea and stopped North Korea from getting from achieving nuclear weapons had they attacked when they suggested Bill Clinton do that, and Bill Clinton wouldn't do it. Now, for Tucker Carlson and Marjorie Taylor Greene and all those people, are you now huge fans of Bill Clinton, knowing that he blew that? Or do you see, now that we have some historical perspective, the difference that might have made? Donald Trump is at one of those pivotal moments right now where, like you, and he campaigned on it, he doesn't want endless wars. But he's at a tipping point here where a country that even its fellow Arab countries in the Middle East are scared of what the mullahs in Iran might do. Because they're criminally insane people who don't care if they die or if they take an entire population with them on the Death Star. They don't care. And now Donald Trump might have to make that tough decision. We're going to talk to our friend Jim Carafano about that coming up here in just a couple of minutes, because there obviously is a lot of heat being brought to bear. The president this morning saying he's going to give himself up to 2 weeks to make this decision. Remember the last time he gave Iran a deadline, they started getting bombed the next day. So he's like, if there's a chance that they want to get together, there's some indications, maybe some back channel communication. We'll talk to Jim Carafano about that. We'll get to our friend Congressman Bob Onder at the bottom of the hour as well. Back here in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Certainly, the entire world is on the president's side when it comes to the fact that Iran cannot obtain a nuclear weapon. This is something that pretty much all of humanity, except for the Iranian terrorist regime themselves, agree upon. And so the president expects that Europe will deliver that message directly to the Iranians.
All right, time to get to Jim Carafano, please.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx.
All right, Jim, happy Friday. You heard Caroline Leavitt there talking about the fact that everybody in the world understands what the president is facing here, preventing Iran from getting a nuclear weapon.
Yeah, you know, I think everybody's obsessing about the decision of, you know, will the U.S. bomb or not, and they're actually not stopping and listening to the president. The president is doing what he's always doing. He's, I'm putting America's interest first. The interest is Iran having a nuclear weapon is not in the interest of the United States. That's what he cares about. So he's looking at two things. One is, look, Iranians want to come to the table and make the deal because you can't unkill people, right? Once you blow stuff up, you can't undo that. So if the Iranians want this all to stop and make a deal to do nuclearize, great. The other variable is what are the Israelis doing? I mean, the Israelis are being incredibly successful, and they would probably continue to do that, and the U.S. will monitor that. So if the Israelis essentially have denuclearized Iran, you know, physically, then there's no need for U.S. intervention.
Right.
I don't know why the people are worried about extending this. Actually, I think the brilliance of what I love about the Trump strategy is by just saying we might intervene, that puts so much enormous additional pressure on the Iranians. You cannot actually imagine. So Trump just saying that is worth three aircraft carriers sailing through the Red Sea.
Yeah, it's true. A lot of people are really, there's a lot of hand-wringing about this on the right. And I'm listening to, I think, Charlie Kirk recently, Tucker Carlson, MTG. They're all worried about this so much. And you know, I'm thinking to myself, it at some point, a leader has to make these decisions. And if it ends up that we have to drop a bomb, that's not the same as sending troops in, although we all know there's no substitute for feet on the ground.
So I have two things, and I actually think they're both positive. One is, the thing I love about the modern conservative movement, and I love about President Trump's leadership, is this is not the left. The left is, there's an orthodoxy. Everybody must believe exactly the same thing. Otherwise, you know, you should be arrested like a J6 guy and sent to prison. The right is, look, a big, unruly pirate ship who don't agree on everything. But that is our strength. So the fact that there are serious leaders in the party who disagree on foreign policy, that doesn't actually bother me at all. That's how you make foreign policy. You can't say policies about American interests and then not have a vigorous conversation of, okay, I don't have a problem with that.
Jim, I think the
Ayatollah... In the end, they're all going to accept president leadership.
I think the Ayatollah Khomeini is blocking part of your phone signal this morning because you keep cutting in and out on me.
How's this?
Yeah, you're still still breaking up a little bit. Let me play a piece of... Let me play a piece of sound for you from Rahm Emanuel yesterday and get your reaction to this interesting historical perspective from a liberal Democrat. Listen.
Now, I'm haunted by two things. Not haunted, but I have a flashing yellow light. In 1994, same room, Situation Room, Bill Clinton was getting very, basically his security team.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bomb North Korea. Carter, President Carter, having gone there, messed it up and messed up that opportunity. And now you have a nuclear North Korea.
Yeah. How about that? Rahm Emanuel admitting that Clinton missed an opportunity to do the same thing with North Korea, and everybody regrets it all these years later.
Well, I actually, like, again, I think Trump's in the driver's seat right now because what's already been achieved has so significantly weakened and pushed this regime back. That I don't think we're in the same situation as Clinton. I mean, the Israelis have already kind of reset the entire region. And so the president's it's about how do we leverage that for maximum advantage to the United States. This is not the crisis moment like Pearl Harbor or something. I think they're just wrong on this one.
Interesting. Yeah, I just thought it was interesting for Emanuel, of all people, who I think is a potential presidential candidate for the left, to be basically out there defending the possibility of Donald Trump making a strike here.
Well, it's not the strategy, it's the politics of that make that interesting.
Yeah.
Of all the people who are looking for national leadership, Rahm Emanuel has been the most kind of out there saying, you know what, the orthodoxy that we have had as a party in the direction we're driving is actually creating the 80-20 America. And that if we ever want a Democratic to get elected again, we need a leader whose policies actually have to at least get us back to 50-50.
Hmm. Yeah, that's an interesting perspective on it. What I mean, if you were a betting man, would you think in the next 2 weeks this will be decided one way or the other?
Well, I think the 2 weeks is certainly enough time to see if the Iranians will actually come to the table. Look, I never thought the Iranians would come to the table, because in this part of the world, if you admit weakness, that is an incredibly dishonorable. I mean, you really undermine the credibility of the regime. And the Iranians, just the thought that they would publicly make an open deal and then humiliate themselves like that, to me, is tantamount to just saying, you know, we're done here. But
yeah.
It's much more likely that they might quietly make a bunch of agreements and just things would go, you know, kind of. So I think it's more likely to either kind of whimper out or the regime collapses.
All right. Well, we shall see, my friend. Hey, Jim, always great having you on. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. Jim Carafano there. We got his phone situation straightened out. Thanks to Drew over there, who was quick on his feet. Thank you for that. Coming up, Congressman Bob Onder on the Capitol beat and that big decision on transgender surgeries for minors. So one of the big stories, obviously, we weren't in here yesterday to talk about this, was this Supreme Court decision approving of the law in Tennessee, which prevents transgender surgeries and procedures and the like on minors, right, where you can't chemically castrate a teenager. And thank goodness for that. And let's get to the Capitol beat here real quick, please. Just a minute. I caught Drew by surprise. That's okay, Drew. Don't worry about it. We got Congressman Bob Onder on the phone right now. That's what's important. And Congressman, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Great to be back.
Yeah, I've seen you celebrating this Supreme Court decision online. What a relief that at least our law in Missouri should stand now too. Correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Mark. This was an enormous victory for common sense, the rule of law, and of course for parents and children. I mean, for over the last decade, we have seen the increase in children presenting with gender dysphoria increase by about 10,000%. And this is driven, I believe, largely by kids being locked in their room online with social media influencers like TikTok during the COVID pandemic. But also we see gender ideology entering into the schools, into popular culture. And these poor kids are being seduced into believing that their problems, that might be anxiety or depression or autism spectrum disorder, that they'll all be better if they just undergo gender transition. And the science on which this is based is utterly and completely debunked and bogus, the so-called Dutch protocol. And so in the United Kingdom, in Finland, in Sweden, other countries have done systematic reviews, looked at the data and said this is not, there is almost no evidence that this is helpful to kids. It's basically quackery in the name of ideology. And thank goodness the Supreme Court has ruled that states can act to protect children, as Missouri has.
You know, it's scary to me, Bob, that an entire industry has grown up around this. Remember the whistleblower at 100%. Washington University claiming yes. that they were bringing kids in and basically immediately referring them to put them on testosterone or whatever the case may be, and like they weren't questioning and really kind of saying maybe we should get some counseling first. It was just 0 to 60. That's frightening.
100%. And the tragic thing is you just leave these kids alone, keep them away from the quacks and the groomers. Depending on the study you look at, between 70 and 95% of these kids will identify as the sex that God made them, as their biological sex. But in this industry, they reject that watchful waiting approach. Everywhere else in medicine, Mark, we watch, we wait, we see how the patient does, especially in mild cases, before we rush into radical therapies. We don't do chemotherapy until we absolutely know the patient has cancer and so on. And in this case, nope, you show up in the transgender clinic, you're 8 years old, 9 years old, 12 years old. We are going to put you on puberty blockers and then put you on wrong sex hormones. And then we're going to talk about whether you want your breasts cut off or whether you are going to have euphemistically called bottom surgery, horribly mutilating surgery. And both the drugs and the surgeries, of course, render these children infertile for life. And in all honesty, what they're doing with adults, young adults who are in much the same situation is equally deplorable, even though they might have hit their 18th birthday.
It's true. Congressman Bob Onder, our guest this morning, we're discussing what the Supreme Court did yesterday. Let's switch gears and talk about this situation with Iran. There's a lot of I've probably overused the word hand-wringing, but a lot of conservatives have been, sounding the alarm that we're getting into another ground war and never-ending wars and all this. The president has got a tough decision to make here, and I think a lot of people are overplaying the concern. Where do you stand on the whole thing?
Yeah, well, you know, we do have a dangerous situation. You know, Iran is on the one hand, the number one state sponsor of terror in the world, in the Middle East. Or Iran has hit American interests in that part of the world. Israel's a longtime ally of the U.S. That being said, I think, you know, Trump is actively trying to work toward a peaceful resolution of this problem. You know, this is Israel's war. The United States is a strong ally of Israel. We have in this situation provided defensive support. But, you know, I think Donald Trump has the right approach of wanting to work out things diplomatically. I don't think regime change is any panacea. We have not had a good experience with regime change going back to Jimmy Carter and Iran in 1979 through the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq to Barack Obama and the Arab Spring. So I think we've got to be modest in our goals. It is clearly in our interest, in the world's interest, that Iran not have a nuclear weapon. But I think a ground war in Iran could be a disaster.
Yeah.
So I have confidence in the president's leadership. I think we'll get to the right resolution.
I believe you're correct. Congressman Bob Onder with us right now. The big, beautiful bill's kind of fallen into the background of what's going on, obviously, with foreign policy. Where does that stand in your mind? And have the changes you've seen so far out of the Senate, are you led to believe they would get support for the crucial votes in the House?
Yeah, that's that is a fluid situation. Leader Thune in the Senate, Speaker Johnson, President Trump still would like the big, beautiful bill passed by July 4th. And you know what? In my experience in legislatures, both in the Missouri Senate and in the U.S. House so far, everything gets done at the last minute anyway. So I think that goal is attainable. I think the Senate made some changes that are good in many ways, saved more money, which is critical at a time when we have a $36 trillion debt and our Moody's and the bond markets are downgrading our creditworthiness. At the same time, they, extended out the Green New Deal scam programs somewhat, which is not encouraging. I think we're going to get there. There's not a lot of appetite for Republican senators to subsidize blue state profligacy with more SALT deductions.
Yeah.
So we've got some work to do, but I think there are good things and bad things that the Senate did to the bill. I'm hopeful we can get
Congressman, on your last point there. We can all agree that tax increase assessments, property tax increase assessments, even in Missouri, have gone up sharply in the last couple of years. But this whole thing, it strikes me, could hinge on this state and local tax deduction deal, because it was $10,000 and a lot of the Republicans in blue states want it raised to $40,000. And if they don't get that, they've claimed they're not going to vote for it, right?
Yeah, that's really ridiculous. And, in all honesty, those of us from red states spend an awful lot of time making calls, doing fundraisers, raising money to reelect these handful of moderate Republicans from blue states. At a certain point, President Trump spoke to our conference and he said, none of you is going to lose your election over the SALT deduction and whether it's zero or $10,000 or $40,000. I think he's right about that. I think on that one, they just need to come in line. I think 10 was a reasonable number. 40 was too high. I think they need to come in line more with the Senate's position.
Yeah, I think you're right. Congressman, always great having you on. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Have a great weekend.
You too, sir. Thank you. Congressman Bob Onder there. Coming up, we'll get to Scott on the Spot, part two. And before the hour is over, next hour, we will pick our Queen of Hearts winner to benefit Guns and Hoses and, of course, Backstoppers with the exclusive radio station for our friends at Guns and Hoses. And we're very excited about that. That's coming up at about 8:20. We'll be right back.
Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the Spot.
So, Mark, I'm guessing that The View is probably one of your favorite shows.
Never miss it. I watch it every single day.
And that Whoopi Goldberg is one of your favorite
people. Absolutely. Love that Whoopi.
Holy cow. She stepped in it this week, though. She really did. She said on The View, we have been known in this country to tie gay folks to the car. Then she said, listen, I'm sorry. They used to just keep hanging black people. And then she said that things in America right now are as bad for African Americans as things in Iran.
Oh, my.
For people there. And so her co-host, Alyssa Farah Griffin, she pushed back. She's like, right now in the United States, it's nothing like if I step foot wearing this outfit into Iran right now.
Of course.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Goldberg said, it's the same.
Is she just, has she had a stroke or something?
I mean,
sometimes I'll try to follow her logic, and while I don't always agree with it, I can see where how she might arrive at this idea or another one, but just because of where she's coming from on things. But that is so ridiculous to argue that, to have people walking down the street with rainbows on their shirt saying that they support Palestine. Because if they did that in Palestine or if they did that in Iran, they'd get thrown off the top of a tall building.
Yes.
It's just goofy.
And so Griffin tried to explain that life in modern day America was night and day with what goes on in Iran. Goldberg said, not if you're black. Then Dr. Sheila Nazarian, who's an Iranian dissident, she came out and said Goldberg was being deeply offensive. The comparison between black in America and living under Iran's authoritarian regime, deeply misguided, dismisses the brutal realities faced by people there who can be imprisoned, tortured, raped, thrown off buildings for just criticizing the regime, for just saying something. And she goes on, the very fact that Goldberg, as a woman of color, has a platform where she can speak freely, express dissenting views, and appear uncovered on national television is proof of the intense freedoms she enjoys.
You mean we could cover up Whoopi? I didn't know that. We could throw a towel over her head or something? Wow! I had no idea. No, of course not. I mean, this is the whole thing. When I hear people complain about some right they've lost since Donald Trump got elected, I'm like, what is that right? Tell me what it is you're talking about. Is it, have you lost the right to chemically castrate your young child because they're confused about their sexuality at a time when we won't let them fight in the army or drink beer or own guns or any of that? You're going to let them chemically alter the rest of their life. Is that what you're talking about? Is that how things have changed to a negative degree for you? And it's the worst place in the world now since Donald Trump got elected? And nobody can answer that question. What right have you lost I had this conversation with my youngest daughter the other day, and she's had a conversation with somebody who's roughly her age, who identifies as gay, who says they're afraid to drive in West St. Louis County. Had this conversation with a straight face. They're afraid to drive in West St. Louis County out of fear of getting pulled over as a gay person. I'm like, really? So now driving while gay is a thing? I've never heard of that before. This is like a mental illness. What's wrong with these people?
Well, there's a great article, or it's an opinion piece, about Whoopi Goldberg's comments in The Telegraph, which, of course, is a British publication.
Yeah.
By suggesting that life in the U.S. is as bad for some groups as life in Iran, this opinion piece says she exposed the left's sinister new worldview and stupidity.
Yeah, and stupidity. I'm glad you
had it. Right, but it kind of can be combined into the whole pro-Palestinian movement that we have in this country and just the way people are thinking on the left with these kinds of issues. It's a little bit of demented.
You have to be more discerning than that. I mean, to look at I look at this Gaza argument and I see people saying it's genocide and you're killing innocent people, and they're right. There are innocent people being killed in Gaza, but what they don't ever acknowledge is that the government that runs Gaza, which is Hamas, is a terrorist organization which has been brainwashing these children for 20 years now almost and telling them that Israel is evil and needs to be wiped off the face of the earth and nothing will ever be right until Israel doesn't exist. How do you counter those two things? They allowed Hamas to take over and control them. Hamas built bunkers under their hospitals so that the Israelis couldn't get to them. There have been civilian casualties. They started it. I don't know. I know that that's several layers there, but you ought to be able to discern good from evil. And so many on the left don't seem to be able to do that. They think Donald Trump is evil and Palestine is good. And I'm thinking to myself, you really need to reexamine your priorities in life, if that's really the conclusion you've reached out of all of that. All right, coming up, we are going to do our Queen of Hearts drawing. I've got that for you at about 8:20. We're also going to talk to Asaf Romanowski. He is, of course, an expert on the study in the Middle East, and he's got some ideas on what could fix this situation. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game.
like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.